Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
All right, welcome everyone. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we head into hour number three of the broadcast this morning. We have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about, and just so much more to do. And 949-822-7959, that's the number if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. Also, if you'd like to head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send us a direct message. And if you have a question or a comment for myself or Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com this hour, we welcome you to send us a direct message or just give us a call, 949-822-7959. Welcome to everybody listening on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, and welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network who distributes the program out to our AM and FM affiliates. So welcome one, welcome all, and welcome back, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello again.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, one of the things, you know, we were right before the top of the hour news, we were talking about President Xi, of course, coming to the APEC summit. Joe Biden, President Biden will be there. But Gordon Chang, he sort of rung in on this, and he had quite a, and you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah. I know Gordon very well.
I know that you do. So that's one of the reasons I knew that I'd want to bring this up with you. Well, he has a way of putting things, which I think is you know, very very astute and certainly makes you think. He's saying we shouldn't be cleaning up the streets for Xi. We should be arresting Xi. And, of course, I know that he knows that that's virtually impossible to do, but he's making a point. In other words, he's illustrating a problem that also has to do with, as you mentioned, fentanyl and other things that the Chinese Communist government is up to.
Well, there might be an interesting opportunity to arrest him, although it would never happen, is because we've got the U.S.-China business group out there in California, whatever the heck that is. But if you want to have dinner with President Xi, the tickets will cost you $40,000.
Wow.
So we have a bigger problem, I would argue, and that is the U.S.-China business group.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't gotten the memo, or they have the memo and they don't care.
Well, right. Yeah, because obviously, you know, these are very serious things that go on inside China. And, of course, a lot of the policies that they have, the things that they're trying to do, and what it all represents. So, yeah, it seems like they're kind of just sort of whistling, going along idly, you know, trying to do business, quote unquote.
You know, I don't know what the numbers are because nobody wants to report them anymore. But it used to be, with the cyber attacks and the hacks that China has done on U.S. infrastructure / businesses on an annual basis, is in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Wow.
And so, yes. And so we have the ability to seize bank accounts. We have the ability to put sanctions on things and, you know, all of that. And why we don't do that to China, well, we kind of know that, is really, you know, it's part of an art of war. I mean, they've declared war on us, and this president just doesn't seem to know that. In fact, he came out yesterday and said, we're not trying to decouple from China. Well, why not, I guess is the question.
Well, indeed. Well, but at the same time, and even before we could ever do that, we got to make sure we could do things like pharmaceuticals and things like that, because this is also a big, huge problem. Yeah.
Precisely. But in the meantime, you know, this White House is so pro-Iran that now there's $10 billion of Iran's money that is sitting in, apparently, Iraq's banks that we are lifting a whole pile of sanctions. You know, there was a big brouhaha about giving Iran $6 billion that was held in South Korea. Now we have $10 billion that is held in Iraq. And they're getting ready to release $10 billion to Iran. So,
right, and it's coming through the State Department. Yeah, it's coming through the State Department as well. You know, and it comes on the heels of this letter saying that Biden is doing all this misinformation and Israel's a war criminal, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, that's right. Here's another $10 billion. Now, you tell me that that's not crazy.
Well, I can't.
I know. I mean,
So the one person that we haven't had anybody in media to go talk to about all of this is John Kerry. Because remember, he was the most pro-Iran government employee that we have. And he visits China all the time, too. So it's almost as though he's driving some of this. Can somebody go talk, you know, to John Kerry, bring him in, and let's have a discussion here? I mean, the policy that this administration has, as noted by the 400 people that signed a letter against Biden and his decisions on Israel, it just tells you that, I mean, government, foreign policy is an absolute chaos. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is, there's no singular purpose, you know, even flowing from the Oval Office, Republican or Democrat. You have to have a coherent, fully formed foreign policy that everybody's kind of on board with.
You know, our enemies know that the United States, you know, follows a uniform code of military justice.
Mm-hmm.
We follow the laws of war, you know, all these other kinds of things. And our enemies don't.
That's exactly right.
Whether it's a hot war or it's a soft war. Soft war meaning, you know, doing things like hacking.
Indeed. Well, Denise, hold on there real quick because we're hitting the break. We've got about 10 seconds. But, folks, stay right there. We got more with Denise Simon coming right up right after this. Kyle Warren with you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are cooking this morning, there's no doubt about that, and we're having fun, and we are ready to continue here with this segment of the program, of course, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us here this morning. Don't forget FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and if you go over there to FoundersCode.com, you can check out Denise's great articles as well, and it's always, I always look forward to this part of the program to say good morning to you, Denise, because there's so many things, there's so many things going on in the world. And by the way, how's the puppy doing this morning?
Down asleep behind me, so be quiet. We don't want to wake it up and going after the Gatorade bottle.
That's right. That's funny. All right, so once again, we've got so many things happening, and that $10 billion, yeah, I saw that earlier, and I thought, are we that crazy to think that, we gave them $6 billion. We saw what happened. We know what's going on with this. This is chaos.
Well, I'm looking at something here that's really rather disturbing. It reads this. U.S. officials have reported giving Israel Defense Force the green light to storm the Al-Shifa Medical Center in Gaza to destroy the Hamas command and control complex. We have given the green light?
Right.
Is this a situation here where everything that Israel is doing, they have to run it by the United States to get some kind of approval? I mean, something's very wrong with that whole thing. But nonetheless,
well, and then at the press briefing room, they'll tell you things like they're fighting their own war,
Precisely. But nonetheless, the IDF has actually surrounded the Al-Shifa Medical Center, completely surrounded, and have entered the building. They're actually looking for a lot of things, including hostages. So far, there haven't been any rescues or any hostages that have been come out. But the other interesting thing is that the IDF provided several dozen incubators, and apparently Hamas or those in Gaza didn't want them, just like they didn't want the fuel.
Right.
So what happened was, I think Israel gave the fuel and the incubators to Egypt and said, okay, Egypt, we're going to give them to you. So it kind of forces Egypt to take 36 premature babies from that hospital. So this goes to show you how above and beyond cautious and carefully Israel is dealing with this whole thing. And, you know, they're fighting an enemy that doesn't do any of that.
Well, that's right. And it's interesting to me, too, because, you know, Hamas attacks Israel, and then the United States makes sure to run over and tell Israel, you know, and I think the president himself has said this, you have to follow the rules of war. Follow the rules of war. But we're not hearing that admonishment, I mean, really, for Hamas, because Hamas would go, they'll just laugh in your face or something like that.
Well, they clearly haven't, you know, I mean, the videos that I have seen are really gut-wrenching to the point where you almost have to stop. You have to, you know, go get some air because you think you're going to just throw up with what are included in these videos that are coming off the Hamas killers.
Yeah, and it's not a movie.
It's not just
a movie, yeah.
And members of Congress, they were all brought together, those that wanted to attend, to see these videos. And several of them had to get up and walk out. They couldn't deal with it. I don't know how many actually attended or who attended, but I know five or six of people that did. And So I think what Israel is going to have to do, and I think they're already in some way starting to do it, but they're going to have to do it in earnest, and that is to go on a full-blown public relations campaign globally to show all the things that Israel is doing and what Hamas is doing. So, Israel's going to have to rehabilitate itself, although it doesn't have a reason to. But for those people that are pro-Hamas and pro-Palestinian, they're going to have to start, you know, breaking that whole thing down.
So
they're going to have to go on a public relations thing.
Indeed. Well, you know what? We've got a couple of callers holding patiently on the line. Let's start off with Joe in Sarasota this morning. Joe, you're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, good morning. When it comes to the money that we're unfreezing or have given Iran, and also our Middle East policy, both with the Biden and the Obama regimes, and we have to realize they are regimes, they're not administrations, there's two reasons. They're number one, anti-Semitic, and they're Muslim sympathizers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for your time. Have a good morning. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Joe in Sarasota, everybody. What do you think, Denise?
I can't argue with that. I mean, you've got these 400 signatures of government officials, whatever that really is, that signed this dissent letter, to Biden not liking his policy towards Israel. Well, yesterday it was estimated 290,000 people attended the pro-Israel rally in
Washington.
Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
And who was absent in any form or fashion? Well, that was Biden and Harris. Well, they're all giving the excuses that, you know, Biden is traveling. You know what? They knew this was going to happen. How long does it take to record a video and show it? You know, to if you can't be there personally because you're in San Francisco groveling with President Xi, at least you could have recorded some kind of video that got played. They didn't bother to do it.
Yeah. But the way you're putting it, of course, is very humorous. It just But it's very serious, obviously. But you're exactly right. And they're sort of running away from all this. They don't want to offend somehow the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protesters. Well, I'll tell you what, we do have Bob and Banning with us. He's also been holding patiently on the line. Bob and Banning, you're on with Denise Simon.
Hi, Kyle. I can't stand with Israel because it came out on John Wells' radio program that the man in charge of the trains on the railroad trestle of the, you know, the grassy knoll there, he saw two cars drive up and two men speaking in Hebrew with Uzi machine guns from the Mossad sent by David Ben-Gurion.
Are you talking about
John F. Kennedy's campaign and murder? Israel was in on murdering then President Kennedy.
Okay.
The two Mossad agents sent by David.
Yikes.
All right, so I tell you what, folks, and Bob and Banning, I think you can still hear me. We're not going to have that kind of language on the radio, and not on my program, not on this show, and certainly because we're not going to have that. That goes against our broadcast standards and practices. So, unfortunately, Bob, we're going to let you go this tonight. Because we're just not going to have this kind of language on the radio. And folks, you probably didn't hear that because we were able to catch it for him. So I'll tell you what, Denise, let's just continue. We've got about another minute before we'll start heading out to break. But unfortunately, I don't know that Israel, whatever Bob and Banning was talking about, I don't know that it's relevant to what's happening in Israel today. And so we'll just move on.
Well, I would say this. Interestingly enough, I did an interview with a man that has done an awful lot of study in the last 20 years out of Canada on the JFK assassinations. And if you look at the documents that have been released, although there are some that still have left to be released, there is nothing anywhere that said Israel had any part of it. There wouldn't be a reason, I would see, for Israel to have any part of the assassinations. So I think he may be looking at something that looks very real, but there's something out there called deep fakes and artificial intelligence, and he may have become victim of something like that he might need to work a little bit harder to...
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we're about here on the program. We're happy to try to come up with the most reasonable viewpoint and explanation for things. Well, Denise, hold on there real quick. We're going to come back with Denise for another segment. And your calls to 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is in San Francisco, California for a scheduled meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will attend the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will hold talks with Xi today. The leaders are expected to discuss the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, normalizing communications channels, and eliminating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. The House approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we head through this Wednesday morning edition of the program. And, yes, we are watching the wheels. We're watching things that are happening all over the world. And we're glad that you're there. And we do want to hear from you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message as well if you have something you'd like to tell me or Denise this morning. And we're right back, of course, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
You know, in terms of politics here stateside, we of course have that continuing resolution that was put into place. It looks like the Senate, Chuck Schumer said they'll take it up as quickly as possible, but they've got to do it by the 17th, though, correct?
Yeah, the House passed the spending bill yesterday, late yesterday. There are a handful of the normal eight Republicans, those on the Hill call them knuckleheads, that did not vote for it, but there were some Democrats that actually voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all the exact same thing that McCarthy was trying to do that Mike Johnson has done, but Mike Johnson had a whole lot less time. So I think Mike Johnson's getting a little bit more grace period, if you will, or leeway as the new speaker.
Right. Well, exactly.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what the Senate does and what Biden does, because remember, Mike Johnson decoupled spending with the support for Israel and Ukraine. So it's on two separate things, too. So we'll see how this one necessarily goes.
Well, and of course, the other thing, and I was sort of laying down the law earlier on this program saying, but there's no fighting on this program. There's no altercations of any kind. That's just a ground rule. But evidently, that's not the case in the Senate. I hate to tell you, but now we've got this report that Kevin McCarthy elbowed somebody, ran by an elbow, shot to the kidneys, it's being called.
Yeah, the congressman from Tennessee, and at the time he was actually giving, the congressman from Tennessee, he was actually giving an interview to National Public Radio at the moment. So the reporter from NPR actually saw what happened. So then here comes Matt Gaetz, who filed an ethics complaint against McCarthy. So we'll see where this one goes. But, yeah, over there in the Senate, Senator Mullen from, I think, where is he from? There was a hearing with the head of the Teamsters Union, and apparently the last time there was a hearing, this head of the Teamsters Union sent out some tweets about the senator that were not very kind at all. And so the senator called him out on it yesterday, and the hearing was chaired by none other than Bernie Sanders.
Right, yeah.
So here's Bernie Sanders attempting to break up a potential physical fight between the Teamsters.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the guy, he's saying, you're a United States Senator. You got to sit down and stop this. You know,
well, let me say, history has said that, you know, our government officials are not beyond doing this kind of thing, including, you know, potential sword fights or duels.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, how many, you know, 10 paces at dawn. You know, we're having that, and the Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, he's from Oklahoma. He's from Oklahoma. Oklahoma, yeah.
And well, you know, you don't want to mess with him because he's an MMA fighter.
That's right, undefeated, evidently. Yeah, so, yeah, I would just say, no problem, sir, you know. but honestly, you know, it's what a day on Capitol Hill. And unfortunately, you know, there are those who would use that to their advantage. Not just here in this country, you know, other politicians, but other countries will say, look at how the United States is functioning at this point. This is, you know, they will use it as propaganda, unfortunately.
Well, you know, there have been other governments equivalent of our Congress where things, crazy physical fights and stuff have broken out, so including, I would say, the UK Parliament. So,
well, sure. And also, as you mentioned, like back in history and so forth, I mean, there are all kinds of issues, you know, where people could come to blows and things like that. And we think that that's sort of tucked nicely away back in the olden days, you know. But, yeah, it can rear up even in our contemporary times.
Well, what's particularly fascinating about this one is this is actually between a government official, in this case a senator, and somebody in the private realm. You know, have the Teamsters.
Right.
And the Teamsters themselves have a history of being violent now, don't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, this is, you know, and unfortunately, I hate to say when the gloves come off, you know, the gloves come off, but generally speaking, you know, there's hopefully some more common ground that can be found. At the very least, it looks like the government won't shut down, because I think that would be in the realm of the left would be able to use that to their advantage, for sure.
Well, if it shuts down, you can put it on Schumer's shoulder, because he's in a panic. He's got to bring this now the House bill to the floor. So we'll, you know.
Right. But if Mike Johnson had not been able to finagle this and make this go, you know, then if it was simply nope, we're just not going to do anything. It's going to shut down. We're just going to let it go. I mean, then that propaganda would really be on the left side, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And but unfortunately, you know, we're hopefully nobody's going to have any more kidney punches or something like that. I mean, this is just really out of control. And one of the other things, of course, that we're seeing happening in addition to the visit with President Xi and President Biden, we've got stuff happening up on Capitol Hill This is sort of, you know, incidental to all this, but we continue to see this crime issue all around the country, and especially there was a report yesterday, we mentioned it briefly on the program, in the CVS in Washington, D.C., they have to take all the toilet paper off the shelves and just put a picture up there, you know, I mean, and one of the things that you talk about a lot, you know, in terms of where our society's kind of fallen apart is this crime issue, and it doesn't seem like it's going away.
It's not, and if you look in Atlanta, you know, the Amazon Prime driver was making a delivery, and as she was making a delivery, she turns around, looks at the truck, and a whole bunch of thief thugs broke into the back of it and virtually emptied the truck out. But in Memphis, a large tractor trailer, FedEx tractor trailer, was actually surrounded by vehicles, so it couldn't move at all on the highway, surrounded, and they broke into the thug thieves broke into the back of it, and I think took close to $1 million worth of packages, merchandise out of the back of it.
Wow. Well, you know, if you look again, looking back in history, let's say you go out to the Old West, you know, there's a romanticism about, you know, the train robber, you know, they'd ride up alongside the train on their horses. You know, they'd ever listen to them. You see it in movies, right? But, and of course, they were some pretty, you know, bad actors. There's no doubt about that. But there is no romanticism about a modern day train robbery of surrounding a FedEx truck and then emptying it of its contents.
Precisely where we are.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they're really kind of calling it reparations, the reason they're doing all of this. It's their version of reparations.
Well, and that in and of itself, right, is, I mean, there's no justification for criminal activity like that, and no matter what. And it's very, very sad because it seems like the more that we need to be united, we're divided in this country, and everybody's trying to get their little whatever it is for themselves. And we lack our singular purpose, and unfortunately there are other countries who can act with a singular purpose like that.
Well, that's right. And so, I think a lot of this starts with the retailers. And, you know, shame on them because they never want to arrest these shoplifters.
Right.
I think out in California, there was a huge raid of the tool department at Home Depot, virtually wiped the place out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I saw some video of that. And it's pervasive. But you know what? We're optimistic here on this show. And, you know, there's going to be a way, hopefully, of dealing with it at some point. But Denise Simon, thank you again so much. We'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Good morning.
All right. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go over there and check it out. And, folks, check us out because we're going to come right back. We're going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, time to do some dancing in the streets, I think. We need something to lift us up, I think. So, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or a comment, especially here for Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can also hear Chris 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday mornings on AM 860, The Answer. Also, 5 p.m., that's Sunday in the afternoons, 5 p.m. Pardon me, I think I got this reversed, Chris. I'm sorry. Is it 5 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday on AM 860, correct?
I think you got it right.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad about that. Well, welcome, Chris Markowski, again, Watchdog on Wall Street. And, Chris, it's always a great pleasure to talk with you. I know we had a little technical issue last night. Hopefully, I think we've got that locked down now. But you're a great sport about that, and I really appreciate that.
No worries.
All right. Very cool. We're hearing now that, I'll just give you the headline I was looking at earlier. Goldilocks hopes return to Wall Street after a benign inflation report. So does that mean that I know that Wall Street jumped a little bit because of some of these economic numbers that are coming out, but is this something that we should be dancing in the streets about?
Well, listen, the markets haven't really gone much of as a whole. I mean, you look at the indices, they haven't really gone much of anywhere unless you look at the unweighted indices and how they're put together over the past couple of years because of obviously a lot of it has to do with threats of higher rates. And because the CPI number came in benign yesterday, meaning that inflation was not going up as fast as it was before, the belief comes out that, you know, that the Fed might lower rates next year. And the Fed lowers rates next year, that's because we're heading into a recession. You know, there's this weird belief out there that, you know, stock markets perform really, really poorly during recessions. More often than not, they perform poorly in the run-up to recessions. And then the recessions are called much further after the fact. The looks that the Fed is going to have to lower rates next year, meaning that, you know, what they're saying for the markets right now is that bad news, in essence, is good news. That's good news that inflation hasn't gone up at the speed that it has before, but that's what they're basically saying is the economy is slowing precipitously. And, you know, there's a lot of outside things that I've talked about on my show that point to that, too, in regards to shipping container rates, in regards to the amount of cardboard boxes that are being made. And now you're starting to see more and more layoffs as well. Consumer spending is down, saying that, okay, you know, it looks like the economy is slowing.
Well, I've seen some comments that say, well, you know, we're really getting into a position where there can be a lot of wealth creation and a lot of good things are going to start happening. But it seems to me, just at the ground level, that, you know, prices are still very high, you know, and wages haven't really kept up. And even if inflation flatlined, everybody's still paying more than they were a year ago, certainly, for basic goods and services.
Yeah, well, wealth creation, it's a great time for wealth creation whenever stocks go on sale and things come down. I mean, you take a look at, you know, the type of money that my clients made back in 2008, 2009. Didn't feel like it during the moment, but there was a lot of companies that were on sale at that point in time, and if you're smart, you took advantage of them. And that's what you need to do. And this is why I tell people not to time the market. To dollar cost average and spend time in the market with high quality companies. Another thing about recessions is you're going to see more company failures and more of these zombie companies go by the wayside. The companies that will do well, they make it through the other side, end up coming out stronger than they were going in.
Well, I'm sure that's exactly what we'd see. But I guess for the average consumer, though, the average consumer may not be, you know, heavily invested in the stock market, but they're trying to buy gas and milk and eggs and things like that. But I do hear what you're saying, and so to a great degree, I wouldn't call it a mixed bag, but it's definitely something where we could see things happening. But is that just attributable to saying the economy is going to take off, or is it just in that zone where, like you said, you can buy up some things during this time period, but you have to wait a while before it really kicks in?
Well, you know, look, markets have come up. They're not, you know, near the all-time highs or anything like that. But, no, I think that you take advantage. If you're smart business, you take advantage of recessions. Whereas, you know, you end up, you know, making yourself leaner, and, you know, more efficient in those periods of time, so you come out stronger on the other side. I would expect, you know, a higher unemployment rate, and I would also, you know, expect a slowing economy, during it. I don't think the economy is going to take off right now. I think that the Fed is more than likely is going to have to end up lowering rates, and you'll probably see, you know, towards the end of 24 into 25, and there's other geopolitical issues that can affect that either way. But the economy right now is slowing.
Indeed. And one of the other things that we're seeing here, there was another story that came out today talking about green energy projects, that the costs are going way too high and they're just not worth it. Are you hearing the same thing from investors or from those who are watching these kinds of assets?
What type of assets? I'm sorry.
For example, if the green energy projects, they're saying that, yeah, they're not worth it.
You're talking about the stocks and stuff in that arena. They've done horrible. The whole entire green energy, you know, arena right now is getting wrecked for the most part. Most of these things, they can't survive. They're not feasible unless you get government subsidies. Windmill projects being shut down, solar projects being shut down, their stocks tanking. Because again, these are all technologies, quite frankly, they really don't, they're not they're not efficient enough to work unless you pour money into them. And I think that the public's appetite for that and the politics in regards to trying to pour money into that is going by the wayside. And it really doesn't make any sense. I've spent a lot of time talking about the issues in the green industry and the mistakes that were made, and they were made because it was centrally planned. People don't want the EVs. They want hybrids. And, Toyota was right with that all along. And there's a myriad of other things. Nuclear is the way that we should have gone here in this country. It's where we should pivot to, because that's the answer.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it seems like nuclear energy is much different than it was 20, 30, 40, certainly 50 years ago. Otherwise, I don't know what some of the other alternatives are, because we may not be able to produce enough electricity otherwise. And then you're going to have all kinds of other problems, and not just in the economy, but in daily life.
Well, the problem is when, you pick and choose winners and losers. Capital ends up being diverted to companies that don't deserve it. And you think about how long, I laugh. I remember back in the 1970s, people having solar panels back then, these big monstrosities. And you don't get any really, type of direction or change in idea, because the government boxes out other ideas based upon the money that they're funneling in either direction. Again, this is part of the problem. The fact that capital will find a place if it makes sense. And, some companies will make it and some won't. What happens when the government chooses technologies, money gets diverted, and even if the technology is not efficient or it doesn't make sense, the government continues to pour money. It's like pouring good money after bad, and that's what they do.
Well, indeed. Well, we've got about another 45 seconds here. But what do you think of what was happening up on Capitol Hill, from a political standpoint, as people saying, you hurt me in the kidneys. The one guy wanted to have a fight with another guy. A senator wanted to fight with a person who was testifying. Well, what do you make of all that?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassing. And then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren. Boy, honestly, this is I miss the days of William F. Buckley Jr. When it was intelligence needed to play a part in the Republican Party. It seems like that's gone by the wayside now, and we're going to act like a bunch of first and second graders on a playground.
Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend, and you have a great morning, and take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, folks, we're going to take a quick break here for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, we have much more to talk about. We'll also be talking with Patrick Hyland and also Brandon Rhymes. Starting at the bottom of the next hour, but I'll be right back after the news. Stay right there. I'll be on with you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.